Just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Joe Winter will be by. Cup of Joe. Talk about some silly stuff on our website, among other things. Always fun to do that. And we'll talk with Meter. John Meter Perrell coming up at the bottom of the hour. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and after Chris's rundown, I want to just briefly talk about what's going on with Brady, Giselle, Trevor Lawrence, and a whole bunch of other people being sued in this FTX collapse thing. I don't know how much traction it's going to get, but there is a ton of superstars listed as defendants here.
All right, let us do it. It is 8 minutes past the hour. It's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now. GetBest.com.
The University of Virginia has canceled its final home game against Coastal Carolina this Saturday after the shooting of three players, the school announced today. The Eagles are placing tight end Dallas Goedert on IR with a shoulder injury. He's going to be sidelined a minimum of 4 weeks. Lions are designating wide receiver DJ Chark to return from IR. Cardinals doing the same for wide receiver Marquise Brown. Tonight in the NBA, 10 games, ESPN doubleheader at 7:30, Celtics at Hawks, followed by Warriors at Suns.
Okay. So Matt Baker has a whole story today from the Tampa Bay Times, and Tom Brady sued in federal court with others today as part of a class action complaint against the cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Other high-profile defendants include Giselle Bundchen, Trevor Lawrence, Shaquille O'Neal, Steph Curry, Shohei Ohtani, and the entire Golden State Warriors. The suit alleges that their misrepresentation and omissions in advertisements make them liable for a suit after FTX's stunning collapse. And Brady and Bundchen were FTX ambassadors.
No way that holds up.
Inequity. Yeah, right. I don't think so.
The idea is go after the people that actually do have money because the crypto doesn't exist. But there's no, they were paid
spokesman.
Yeah, there's no way this holds up.
No,
I agree with
it. Doesn't. The suit alleges that FTX needed the big names like Brady to continue funneling investors into the FTX Ponzi scheme and to promote and substantially assist in the sale of the accounts, which are unregistered securities. Brady reportedly has deleted many tweets showing his involvement with FTX and a top executive. Larry David was also being sued as well.
Wow. You remember the commercial that they ran in the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, like I'm coming back or something?
Nope. It was Larry David throughout time making fun of the inventions.
Yeah,
he made fun of the wheel.
Yeah,
he made fun of the light bulb. Then it got to FTX, and he made fun of it. And he ends the commercial by saying, I'm never wrong about these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Larry, you weren't wrong about this one.
Did you cut your hair?
I did. I got a haircut today.
I just noticed a new hairline, too. Let me turn around. Turn around.
Yeah, I got rid of
the... Oh, you got rid of the mullet.
Yeah.
Wow, you're like Samson. Like, delusion power.
Like you're tight everywhere.
Yeah, high and tight, man. There's a little more length in the back, but...
But I thought you were growing it out. What's the problem? You like the feel of it blowing with the hat on playing golf?
I love that feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like it gave me an extra few yards on the drive as well. But when I got home every night, I had to do one of two things. I had to continue wearing my hat, or I had to put a headband on.
A headband?
Like to keep the hair out of my face.
Oh.
And I was done with it last night.
Yeah.
Last night I had to put a hoodie on, even though I wasn't cold, because I needed the hood to keep the hair back.
Seriously?
It was too much.
It's a lot of effort.
Thank you.
What does your wife say about all this?
She hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just got it clipped this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Joe Winter is walking in the studio as we're recapping. Joe, I don't know if you noticed, Chris got the mullet cut off yesterday and looks pretty high and tight.
So. I got it cut this morning, Chris.
Yeah, this morning. I'm sorry. This morning. That's what you said. So anyway, move Pete's crap out of the way. We're a horrible host. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm distracted by, first of all, Chris's haircut, and second of all, is that a bag of pork rinds and orange?
Yeah.
High protein, high protein in a pork rind I just discovered.
Very little fat in
I
those
don't eat
things,
them, but
and I nibble on them throughout the day.
Yeah.
Okay, like but the pork rinds and orange combination is what I questioned. They work well together?
I don't eat them together.
Would you do a charcuterie with the both of them?
No. No, I would not do a charcuterie
Let's have some
at
fruit
all.
And pork rinds, no. everybody. No. That never said before.
It's the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So how are you?
Just busy working on stuff. Always. You know that.
I know that. Everybody check out our website, ESPNSWFL.com.
Did you get your post done today that we spoke about?
Yeah, it's up.
Nice. Libby Dunn, the Cavender Twins, the top 10 female athlete, no valuations, and it is an outstanding post, an outstanding, beautiful woman.
Well, everyone thinks, they always point to Olivia, and then the thing is, there's actually a lot of women athletes that are making six figures mm-hmm. with nil. So
As
I
they
thought,
should.
Let's talk more about some of them. And, she gets all the attention.
Yeah.
Because, she's making, well into seven figures. But there's still plenty of others that are making money, too. Well, so I thought, let's shine a light. Let's show some other people.
I told you earlier, we were here doing the show when nil went into effect the very first day, last year or 2 years ago, whenever it was, when Haley and Hannah Cavender were at Fresno State. Everybody knew who they were anyway before that. I didn't because I didn't really follow that stuff. But then you see that. And then I looked up their stats. I was like, geez, they're the two best players on Fresno State's basketball team.
How about that?
And then they came, and now they're the two of the better players, two of the best players on the University of Miami's basketball team, which is a better program.
And they both made the top 10 list. Not together either.
And
they
more
individually made the list.
Wow.
Yeah, some
pretty good.
Yep. You had Grace McCallum up here, Utah gymnast, and Jade Carey, another Oregon State gymnast. Sedona Prince, Oregon basketball. Why not? Look.
The more the merrier.
I'm for it. The whole thing that went down with that one, the coach, the one who's the women's basketball coach that makes like $2.5 million a year that she says this isn't the right way to
do
it.
Oh, Stanford?
Stanford
gymnastics coach or something.
The thing is, especially, it's basketball, much bigger in women's sports. Is that, once they're done with college, the chance of, having a career pro is, even if you could do something with it, isn't a huge lucrative thing. So make the money.
I feel bad for the softball players that I watch, they make it to the finals, and then your career is over. A baseball player, he's getting drafted in the MLB draft.
You're
absolutely right.
But there's some good nil softball players that are getting paid. Equestrian, women and men's tennis,
but
swimming.
That's my whole point.
Yeah,
now they are.
Look at Paige Buchers. This is a great one.
But to Joe's point, these are not mainstream sports where they're going to go sign a $100 million deal someday like basketball, men basketball players.
I totally agree. And then you got Paige Buchers, which is a great thing. She's still out for UConn women, right?
She's done for the year.
Still making money.
But she's making $816,000. No, as she should. She brought a lot of money into that school.
Well, and something that, with the Olympic sports specifically, you look at somebody like Katie Ledecky, who couldn't profit off of her name, image, and likeness coming out of the Olympics, where she dominated in the pool.
Yep. Yeah.
She goes to Stanford and forget if she went
one of the
pro,
best programs in the country. Yeah.
But anyway, she would have been able to stay at Stanford. Like those programs, it's a huge benefit for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Couple quick texts.
Florida swimming. That's another great
Wiggs
swimming
is,
program.
Wiggs says Chris is getting ready for the cornrows with the hair.
No.
Sopranos says I was growing my hair out. It got so long I put it in a man bun, looked myself in the mirror, and head straight to the barber.
So I couldn't go full on man bun, but I could get most of it up in a scrunchie.
Not a fan of the man bun.
I could get most of it up in a scrunchie.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A scrunchie.
Yeah.
I saw another story.
Those are the little ties that the girls wear.
I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. Okay.
I saw another story. I had more time. I would have posted this up myself. I saw some Chinese marathon runner ran 26.2 miles in 3.5 hours while chain smoking the entire time. How about that?
Wonderful.
That's a weird story.
Wow.
Have you seen the monkey that got addicted to cigarettes?
That sounds familiar to me.
Yeah, it was all over the internet a long time ago.
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Then, you had the Giselle story out with the new jiu-jitsu instructor.
You got to talk a little bit about that. I mean,
sure.
That's been going on, right?
Full disclosure, and I told these guys about, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, two,
3 weeks ago, I said, I know the story. I got a cold from somebody very close to the situation. Not a family member, by the way, but I had it. I came in and I said, look, I can't go on the air with this right now, but get ready because she has been with one of her instructors for quite some time.
Right, and I wanted to do something with that when you first told it to me.
But you couldn't
tell me the source, and I don't want to get sued.
No, and I wasn't going to betray it, but I said, once it's going to get leaked.
Yeah, it is out.
Once it was out, and the picture, made it clear as day that she was out in Costa Rica with this jiu-jitsu instructor.
Right, and the reason they're using is that he travels with the family for their physical education, yeah. I guess, for the kids and
we
yeah.
do calisthenics on vacation
well.
Mm-hmm. with the guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I only saw him once. I can't remember. Is he better looking than Tom Brady?
No, he's a handsome guy.
He's a macho-looking guy with a mustache, right?
He's not a muscle. He's a, not, but it's like... Like Bradley Cooper style facial hair, you know? He's like, oh, he's a more handsome guy, but I mean, he's
more grizzled than Tom Brady. Yeah. Tom Brady's more clean cut.
Okay.
Tom's wasting but. Away. He's
no, he looked better.
10 pounds. He,
no,
well, after he looked, won a game, he looked better.
He looked a lot better.
He went to Germany and ate some schnitzel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's, yeah, you, don't, you don't stay. Mean, in, don't. Yeah, you don't stay in Germany and get thin. No. It doesn't happen.
I remember I was over there doing NFL Europe. I was eating at a restaurant. And I forget what we're having, but it was a nice evening with the broadcast crew. Oh. And there were so many people smoking in this place that I had dark hair. I didn't have a single gray hair like I do now. I went into the restroom at the end of the
that
night.
Silver.
And my hair was absolutely gray. It was from all the ash that was just floating around in the room.
Wow. Like,
they like their smokes over there in Europe. I don't mean to paint it with a broad picture, but that was my experience.
They love cigarettes and poor ventilation.
Yes. Those still arenas you can smoke in.
The people were smoking during my game sitting below me. Yeah, at the football arena at stadium. Yeah. They love to smoke.
See, that's why you should smoke.
Why?
Professionally speaking, if somebody's smoking around you, then you won't start coughing and all that.
Oh, is that the case?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to smoke. Never have, never will. I don't get it. I have people that do, okay.
You don't want to go out with Stan and Haney during a break and burn a heater?
When I stand out there and talk to him, I do have to be about 10 feet away from him and let the breeze waft that away from me a little bit. I can't do smoke. I like clean lungs. It's my thing.
Well, I love a good cigar. Not every day, but... You know, a couple of months. I love a real good cigar.
Yeah, it does nothing for me.
I had a cigar on the golf course on Sunday.
Did you?
It was nice.
Right, it hasn't done anything for you because you haven't had a really good one.
Well, I mean, smoke? I mean,
you got to take your time with it.
You don't totally inhale, right?
No. Yeah, you can. You want to really get sick, you can.
You just kind of puff,
No,
huh?
you just puff, and a good cigar will get better as you smoke it.
Should we start him off? Should we start him off easy with like a Swisher Sweet or something?
He said he had one on the birth of his kids. He had a cigar in his pocket, but that doesn't count.
That was a bubblegum one.
It probably was not high end. I don't think it was a Cuban.
Yes.
Maybe a Dominican.
A good cigar, you take your time. It's got some, you know, good half hour to an hour. You go slowly. You have a cocktail. You're... Have good conversation. You're watching a game. You don't go out there during a break and down a nice $20 cigar. That's not the way it works.
No, 6'3". Craig does not strike me as a Virginia Slim guy. I know what that means. That's a female cigarette.
Virginia Slim sponsored the Women's Tennis Association for decades.
Really?
That was their number one sponsor.
My mom smoked those when I was growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom was Marlboro Lights.
She's now on to Marlboro Lights, the 100s, long ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't give it up, huh?
Man. Nope. I've always heard with cigars, the $13 price range is a good place to start off.
Is it?
You can start at 13. There's some under 10, like 8 or 9, that are very... It depends what size you want, too.
What's your cutoff for a bottle of wine? Yeah, I mean, now we're not going $2 chuck, so I went like $20,
30,
15,
it depends 30? On the setting.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, my wife and I, we're going out to a nice Italian restaurant for our anniversary. I'll buy a $150, $200 bottle of wine.
Yeah. Joe,
but like
you?
A regular
you a $200 bottle wine
I
guy.
I don't drink wine, but I do drink like you know more expensive spirits. But no, not a wine guy at all.
Okay, wow,
you're a high end tequila
wine,
guy. He's a high end tequila guy.
Yeah, I do
like a regular dinner, 50, 75, somewhere around there.
Yeah. And it's cheaper buying the bottle because you buy the glass. Four glasses is more than the bottle.
And when you buy it at a liquor store. Mm-hmm. Versus a restaurant, the restaurant's about double what it costs in the liquor store.
Maybe more, right? Yeah.
It's about the experience, though. You get the sommelier to come over to your table, explain what you like. He'll bring out a bottle.
You want to see a trick? You want to see a trick? Hold on. Joe. Oh,
all right.
Pete, spell sommelier.
Catch me up.
He's a great speller.
S-O-M-A-L-I-A.
I don't even know.
It's French.
You could have said anything, I would have said it was right. He's a great speller.
S-O-M-A-L-I-A?
It's going to bother him until he gets it, too.
I know, probably. Chris is now looking it up. This is how we operate over here.
I think it's an easy
I throw stuff against the wall. Chris looks it up. Pete tries to Do it.
I have to do it in my head.
You know, in a real spelling bee, you're not allowed to write it down.
S-O-M-M-E-L-I-E-R, I believe.
S-O-M-M-E-L-I-E-R.
S-O-M-M-E-L-I-E-R.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to have a Sheeman and Shepherd spelling bee someday.
E-L-I-E-R. Yes, you were right, Pete.
All right. See? He's a good speller. Yeah. I mean, I argue with him, and I tell him he's wrong on a lot of stuff, but he's a good speller. I got to give him his props.
I'm not usually wrong.
We all have that one thing, don't we? That's his one thing.
My one thing, and also, and I forget who brought this up on ESPN on the radio. It might have been Diana Rossini. She and I have something very much in common. I can, and it's because of living in Boston for a long time and in the city and having to park the car. I can parallel park with the best of them. I can instantly tell within a millimeter if my car will fit into a space in a parallel parking situation. That's how good I am at it.
I won't even try.
One of my really good, well, if you're not used to living in the city, and I used to take it as a challenge, especially on weekends.
You're like Kramer, banging it in there,
no,
push it back,
no,
the accelerator.
And I did, and it's not even, it didn't even have the fancy, you know, cameras in the back car. I mean, but that's something Diane Rossini and I have.
Where would we be without cameras?
Have you seen the new cars where the rear wheels will turn and you just slide in?
You just say you take your hands off the wheel and don't do anything. That doesn't count.
They call it the crab walk.
Okay, you two are talking about two different things. You're talking about automatic parallel parking. You're talking about the LeBron James car he advertises.
Yes. Yeah.
Rear wheels will turn also.
Right.
What benefit does that? Does that help you slide into spots better?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a button. The car will parallel park for you.
No, you're talking about two
different
things.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about parallel parking.
Chris,
one is the car you're talking about. Yes, it does it automatically for you. Two is what I'm talking about, but it's about parallel parking. These new cars, some of them, you just take your hands off the wheel and it parallel parks for you. It goes bloop, 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 and you're in. I'm talking about doing it on your own.
Yeah,
it's much more difficult. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm saying it's becoming another automation.
It is a skill. Well, you drive up to the car in front next to you, up to what your seat back, kind of gauge it, and then hard crank it back in there. I mean, there was some specific rules I was taught during driver's ed when you parallel park.
They didn't have parallel parking on the driver's test down here.
Really?
No.
What?
No.
It's Florida.
They, really?
Yeah. Did not have it. Yeah.
What about a 3-point turn?
Yep, had that.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, the on the test like that you have to take when you're 15, there was a question about if you park up a hill, which way should you turn the wheel?
Yeah.
In case it rolls on
the
brake.
This is stupid. It's Florida. Yeah. I don't park on a hill.
Yeah.
Try parking at San Francisco.
Well.
And then my other favorite one, it's probably some of the same questions. When I was 15 or whenever I took it, and it's like, if it's dusk and if it's 5 o'clock and dusk or this, that, and the sun's going, I'm like, well, what time of year is this? Is it daylight savings time? Is it standard? I mean, what are we talking
good
about?
Good point. All right, Joe, anything else coming up on the old website?
No, I do. I was working on some movie promotion, but it's not for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I have to do other stations, too.
That's an outrage.
Right? Here's an outrage.
I mean, I have a favorite, and then I have the others that I have to also deal with.
It's part of the job description.
Right.
Saints head coach Dennis Allen just told reporters the team will start.
Better not be Carson.
Andy Dalton on Sunday.
Joe Jameis?
Come on.
No Jameis?
Nope. Andy Dalton.
That's ridiculous. All right, Joe.
The ginger
always,
man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. You're the
Joe
man.
Joe Winner, Cup of Joe. Check out the website, ESPNSWFL.com.
I like it that I'm on at different times all the time. This way my fans never know when to tune in.
In the summertime, we had you kind of locked into a Tuesday thing, but then we got regular guests during football season. But we'll float you around. But thank you for your flexibility.
Somebody in my neighborhood always hears it.
Really?
They're always like, hey, you know.
Good. Yeah.
I'm more famous in my neighborhood for this short segment than the 15 years of being on B1039.
I like it. That's good. That is Joe Winter, everybody. Say hi to him in the neighborhood when he's out taking a walk. John Meter Perel coming up next. We'll talk some ACC football.
Real quick, Aaron Summers, who covers the Saints, says Coach Allen said that Winston is not 100%, but there were a lot of things that were discussed in regards to starting QB, and at the end, he decided to go with Andy.
That's ridiculous. And they'll continue to lose and fall in the Craig Sheeman power rankings. We are now 2.5 hours from the deadline of signing up for the Sheeman Shepherd Naples Wealth Planning Southwest Florida Benefit Golf Tournament. Yeah, that's a mouthful, but it's worth it. Out of Stony Brook on Friday in Estero. All the proceeds go toward hurricane recovery, and you can sign up until today. Do it. Get your foursome in there. Website, ESPNSWFL.com. What happened? What's going on over there on that side?
We got our kids' betta fish a few weeks ago. And yeah. I had to clean out one of the tanks this morning.
Yes.
And my wife got home. She said, the fish is dead. What happened? And so we pulled the old swaparoo. She ran out to the pet store and got one that looks just like it.
Heady play. A lot of parents have done that. A lot of parents have done that. Now, does it look exactly like?
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty, yeah.
So we're going to fool the kid?
I think so. All as right. long as the fish remembers his name is Miles.
Oh, so you killed it because you what? Too extreme from old water to new water or what?
I think the water was too cold that I put in. Yeah.
Okay, so you killed a fish today. All right. John Meter Perel coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Time to talk some ACC football with Boston College announcer and friend of the program, John Meter Perel. You, of course, can find him on Twitter at Meets Tweets, and we should congratulate him for a stellar performance for Boston College against a tough NC State. Good quality win.
Hold on. Meter, you there?
Yes, he's there.
Yes, I am, and I take full credit for that. Thank you, boys.
Well, you also take full credit as I was on my way home a couple of nights ago, ready to watch you on TV in front of a few fans, as Boston College is ready to take on Maine, not in hockey but in basketball, as a 20.5-point favorite, and you lose.
What?
You lose. God. Kellen Tine, 17 points, 10 boards. My wife goes, is that really happening? I go, yep. Is that Meter? I went, yep. I go, it's amazing he hasn't puked during the game.
Yeah, it was a tough one, Pete. I've seen it all. I've seen BC basketball lose to UMass Lowell, Hartford twice, IUPUI.
Yeah.
This one, right in that list, it is very hard to believe that they had a couple key injuries, yada, yada, yada. But as we said on the broadcast, no one cares.
Well, hold on. I got to jump in here. Meter, you've known Pete for decades. Notice how he comes up with, starts with the negative.
No.
And that I've known you for 5 years, and I start off with a positive, wanting to prop you guys up for the nice. That was a quality win against NC State. I just want you to notice the difference between the two of us.
And, but also, as you know, we spoke about this before when I was covering, when Patrick Kett first took over UMass. He's been on this program, by the way, before before the American East Championship game 2 years ago. But losing to him, coach, is the, Patrick Kett coach team is not that bad. I can understand that. They had they beat mm-hmm. Rutgers. But that was kind of a shocker to me. That was but anyway, we digress. Let's move on to BC football. Have you found your quarterback in this redshirt freshman?
Yes, Pete, they have. And Craig, thank you very much for being the touchy-feely partner that you are.
You're welcome.
I appreciate touchy-feely. And I'm not talking about Bumble Bitch. But, yeah. Yes, more than has stabilized the offense. He's been terrific. He's putting up numbers that BC fans haven't seen in the first two starts since Doug Flutie and Matt Ryan. So, he's doing what he's coached to do, which is get the ball out in 3 seconds or less, play within the framework of the offense, don't force anything, spread the ball around, 6, 7, 8 receivers a game. They still don't have a running game, guys. They won that game at NC State with -1 rushing yard. -1.
Amazing. Well, and this week you're in South Bend, which is a lovely place to go. I've been there once. I was there for the Gordon game back in the day. I've told you that.
Yeah.
But can they give Notre Dame a battle? Notre Dame is playing much better football lately, but they have struggled at home.
Only beat Navy by 3.
Yeah, they let them come right back into the game. They've lost to Marshall. They've lost to Stanford. So you're expecting BC now a little bit of rejuvenated offense. Can they hang in there with Notre Dame for this one? It's a huge game for the Irish, obviously.
It is, but yes. Can they? Yes. Now, here's a problem. Here's this curveball, which has been a season of curveballs. BC had 10 players out today at practice with the flu.
Oh, jeez.
So that is just... it's unbelievable. It's a surge that I've never seen before around this program in terms of injuries and health. Hopefully everybody's healthy on Saturday. They got some – it's going around campus. That's a problem.
Wow. It's like, so, my cousin Vinny. The whole store's got the flu.
Yeah.
If everybody's healthy, yes, I definitely think they have a shot. I think it's actually a pretty good matchup for them because Notre Dame, offensively, they run the ball. They run for over 200 yards. They win. Get this, guys. Since 1996 – they are, when they rush for over 200 yards, they are 112-10.
112.
So
okay.
That's right. Your number of the day.
Yeah.
I know it goes through a lot of years of ND football, but this year they're 5-0 when they run for 200 plus. So they have a three-headed monster in the backfield. The freshman Estime is terrific. So that's the challenge. That is definitely a challenge for the front seven of BC. I think Moorhead's going to have another good day. I think he could throw on them. I think Zay Flowers will have a big day. So I do like their chances to hang around. And, yes, I do like their chances, if they're healthy, to possibly pull an upset.
Now, I do have this text from Pittsburgh John. He's a huge Notre Dame fan. He says, ask Meter how he's preparing for the beatdown Boston College is about to receive Saturday. But seriously, the reason I hate Boston College so much is not just because they wrecked my childhood in 93, but also the first Notre Dame home game I ever attended was against Boston College. Their fans heckled Regis Philbin at a pep rally the night before. Bob Davie got up next and pointed to the BC fans and says, tomorrow we're going to kick their ass. And it did not happen that way. So big memory there for Pittsburgh, John. I wanted to read to you. 93, you weren't doing games back then, were you?
Pittsburgh, was that Johnny Ray, the former Pirates second baseman? Who is this that you speak of? Yes, Bob Davie got his comeuppance.
Yeah.
He remembers the year before the David Gordon game.
Yep.
They blew out BC and they rubbed it in. Yeah, Lou Olds didn't call off the dogs, and Tom Coughlin remembered that. He had that one in the back of his mind throughout the offseason. That's how he motivated the team. We're getting them in South Bend, and they did. So I'm sorry that they ruined Pittsburgh John's childhood, but hopefully, John is wrong, and he's in for another comeuppance.
Well, we'll get into some of the bigger games in a second here, but I do want to ask you, the tragedy that happened in Charlottesville a couple of days ago, and Virginia's canceled their game against Coastal Carolina, and former player Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. I know you've covered all these people, DeShawn Perry, yep. Devin Chandler, Lavelle Davis Jr., killed during the shooting spree, but... just your thoughts on the perspective of the whole thing. I know you've talked about these players before in this program the last couple of years, and it's just beyond heartbreaking, devastating, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that situation.
Yeah, Pete, it's just horrific. Senseless, tragic, throw out all the words you want. Just hard to get your arms around it. Hard to realize that there's monsters amongst us. I simply don't have words. It's very hard to conceptualize. I think Virginia's done a nice job handling it under extreme duress. I think the league's done a really good job handling it. Jim Phillips, the commissioner's done a terrific job doing the best he can do under these conditions. No one prepares for this. You're right about the players that are no longer with us. Lavelle Davis could have been an NFL receiver. All of them were extremely hardworking. It was a program that we know has struggled this year, and it's such a tough thing for Tony Elliott in his first year. I don't care if you're in your first year or in your 30th year coaching. I don't know how you deal with it. I really don't.
Yeah.
And the unconscionable tragedies. Think about what Charlottesville has experienced the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Going back to the problems that they have with the riot. So, yeah. That's. that's a tough thing for a community. It's such a, if you've ever been to Charlottesville, Virginia, you know, Craig, going to school at Bloomington,
yeah.
It is the community. It,
yep.
It is the heartbeat of the community is the school. And what a huge loss.
Yeah, no yeah. doubt. Talking with John Meter Perrell, of course, with Boston College and ACC football. I'll pivot out of that on a much brighter note. Pete, with Miami's rare win against mighty Georgia Tech, now has them in their top four for the college football playoff chase. Not really, but he was happy they finally won a game.
Just trying to get to bowl eligible. They're 19-point underdogs. You know, they finally I still think Van Dyke is, if he's healthy, you got to go with him. But certainly they looked much better last week offensively, marching right down the field and scoring. You know, hopefully Harry Paris Jr. is going to come back and we'll see. But it's certainly possible, if Van Dyke can't come back, that you feel comfortable with Brown, so the freshman they got at quarterback, Brown. So I don't know your thoughts. Can they hang in there? Can they hang in there with Clemson?
Pete, that's a tall ask. I think they can hang in there. I think you're dealing with a Clemson team that's still angry. I think you're dealing with a team that feels like they have something to prove again. You know, God forbid Clemson doesn't go to the playoffs. It's the sky is falling in Death Valley. So, yes, will we finally see a Miami team that's underachieved and has a lot of talent? And I like Van Dyke like you like Van Dyke. I think Van Dyke's a really good talent. If he plays, yes, that will clearly help the cause. I think they'll hang, Pete. I think you'll see a ball game. I would hope you would. But I do like Clemson to win. I mean, Clemson.
No question.
No question. I mean, Clemson sets up a really good championship, guys, yeah, between Clemson and North Carolina. Yeah.
But I do like Ja'Cory Brown, how he played. There's a lot of poise to that kid. He's very young. He's a freshman. So, and he does have, you know, he can move. I mean, he can run, and he's athletic, and it may pose maybe some different problems for Clemson that maybe Van Dyke wouldn't have. But we'll see. I just want it to be a competitive game because it's been a horrible season on the whole, and the last couple times they played Clemson has been ugly, uglier, and ugliest.
How's the year doing?
Well, I like Myra Cristobal today. Yesterday, or last night or today, and he's like, hey, because some of these parents are going on social media saying, why aren't you playing my kid like a bunch of spoiled brats? And he's like, you know what? He pulled the next day. He was like, you're more than welcome. Come down here, pick up your son, and get the hell out.
Wow.
Get out. Yeah. He said, come down. He said, hey, I made it. He said, come down, pick up your son, and get out if you don't like it.
Or, you know, just go in that portal. And that's the thing with the portal now, guys, and we see it in college basketball. You guys know Florida State's been upset a few times. Louisville's 0-3, one-point losses. ACC's a mess right now in terms of teams playing well in the early going, BC, Maine, et cetera, et cetera. Colgate beating Syracuse last night. The portal changes the game.
Yeah.
Totally changes the game, especially in college basketball. Also college football to a certain extent. The said players that you mentioned, throw your name in there. I mean, free agency is here. That empowers their parents now to be even more vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah. One last game I want to get into, which I think is maybe more interesting than we think, and that's Florida State, a non-conference game at home against the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, who are 5-5. And Florida State's been playing really well. They're playing really good football. They've got a great rushing attack. They've got playing outstanding defense. This is one of those games where I'm like, man, and they're a big favorite by 24 points, which seems like a lot to me. Any chance you think the Seminoles have a letdown the way they've been playing, going in the Cajun streak of four consecutive Sun Belt West titles has ended, but they can still make a bowl game if they win on Sunday, on Saturday.
This is your way. And this is Shepard's way of asking me if they're going to cover.
Right.
No,
that's exactly where he's at.
Yeah,
totally. Totally. That's all right. You know, it's valid, Pete. I get it. I'm not sure. So I think 24 is a bit high. I do think they're going to win. I think they're going to win convincingly. Whether 17, is that convincingly? I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's convincing. Yeah.
That's convincing. So I think it could be that two-touchdown, you know, maybe two-touchdown plus a field goal type game. I think Norvell underrated this year. I know they've had their issues. They still won seven games. Much better team than what they've had the last couple of years. Maybe they silenced the Deion Sanders rumors for at least 1 year. And I think he's done a good job. I mean, the team's much better, guys. I saw it up close. They're so much better. Mm-hmm. They're more cohesive. They're much better coached. And, you know, I think they're going to be really good next year. I think that arrow's going up. And, yes, Pete, to have some trepidation around that line.
I'm not touching it.
Now, after all that, he's not touching it.
I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it.
All right, Meter. Get to class. We don't want to make you late. And
when are you on TV again?
Oh, yeah. When are you on TV again?
I'm on TV next Tuesday night. So, Pete, you don't really have to rush home. It's 8:30 from the Pit.
Ah.
Peterson Event Center in downtown Pittsburgh.
Nice.
Mighty Pitt against Fairleigh Dickinson.
Ooh.
Oh.
Two blue bloods. All right.
On the ACC Network. Me and our good friend Tim Welsh on the call.
Oh, good. Very excellent. Good. All right. Tell Coach I said hello, and you keep doing what you're doing. Sorry about Maine.
Wow. And you close it out with the negativity. Now that taste is in his mouth for another week. Unbelievable.
Nader,
love you. Thanks for coming on.
You're the best, man. Thank you.
I'm going to head back to my therapist's couch.
All right. Bye. John Meter Perel, everybody. Follow him on Twitter at Meets Tweets as we talk ACC football with him each and every week. All right.
That was a sad thing, though, to watch. I got home. I'm like, are you kidding me? There's only like 10 people there.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah,
that's all right. He's doing them. They
sell out every year. One time, yep. They play Duke and North Carolina. Two times a year, they sell out.
Speaking of TV, Billy from Naples telling us, "Hey, Craig, the Lions are on locally again."
Yep, they are. Told you that. They are.
Pete Shepard, the TV guide, had us on there.
Yes. All good. Yep. You are there.
All right. So we got about an hour from now. Actually, a couple deadlines coming up. Number one, 6 o'clock. Is your deadline to sign up for our golf outing Friday out at Stony Brook. And do that at our website, ESPNSWFL.com. In about an hour-ish, we'll play Wikipedia. And you go head-to-head with Pete Shepard. And it happened again.
No, it didn't. I was wrong yesterday.
It switched in the middle of
the
week.
No, it did. I was wrong yesterday. It's Biggie's.
What? No, this says Firehouse.
No, then it's Firehouse.
Today says Firehouse. Yesterday was Biggie's.
It's Firehouse. I was wrong yesterday.
You guys would be great politicians. This is fantastic. Both independents, right hand, left hand. What are we doing?
All right. So.
You think.
It is Firehouse. Firehouse subs, according to
Chris.
Been
the same all week, Craig.
But that's not what the paper has said all week. The rundown I get has not been the same all week.
On paper, it's different than live.
It was half right on Monday. Totally wrong yesterday.
That's right.
Completely correct today.
He had both. The 3 o'clock tease had something different than the 4:45 on Monday. Then it was something else. You're right.
He went back and forth earlier this week a couple of times.
I know.
And they're in 30 seconds.
But today it's Firehouse Subs Wikipedia in an hour-ish.
Go.
Coming up on Sheeman and Shepherd ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman of Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Just got done talking with John Meter Perel about ACC football. Chris, is there any chance your children are listening to the radio right now?
No.
Okay. Uh-oh. Sam, if you're driving around with the kids, turn the radio down. Baby sister has commented on you. If those are just tuning in, Chris killed a betta fish today.
Accidentally. I don't need PETA coming after me. All those crazy folks.
Although, you know, I must commend you. You were cleaning the tank. Or the fish.
I was trying to do the right thing. Apparently, you're not supposed to remove all of the water.
Can't do it too drastically.
Exactly.
Room temperature. It's got to mix in with the old water.
Well, and they got to have the good bacteria in there. Yeah, there's a lot of things that I did wrong here.
But and to get to the point where you jumped in and did it, was it getting pretty cloudy? Was it swimming around in its own urine, basically?
Oh. It was, yeah, like it was cloudy. I mean, it's been like 3-4 weeks, something like that.
All right. Baby, and so we did the old switcheroo, right?
Yeah.
Went and bought a new one, same kind.
Same kind,
kid
yeah.
Won't notice.
All that stuff, hopefully.
Hopefully. That's today when you go home. Wow. Baby sister has texted him. Shame on you, Chris. What are you going to do if the kids find out that you lied to them? What kind of example does that set? Perhaps you should have used this as an opportunity to teach about life and death.
Yeah, I could have. I could have.
You took the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Hopefully. See, if it works.
Well, I had a lot of goldfish. I'm serious. You'd always get goldfish at a carnival or a fair or something. And I'm 5, 6, 7 years old. And I would say to my parents, how long do you think this thing's going to live? I would actually say that. Like,
well,
I don't know. Maybe things would change. Like a gold. Now, your fish is more exotic than what you're talking about. But a goldfish, I'm like, I hope it makes it through the week.
I wouldn't want to be a beta fish. You just sit around and like it's like sitting in a room smaller than this studio and not moving, just kind of floating.
Short memory, though, so they don't really know.
How do you know it's a short memory?
Ted Lasso.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember? Mm-hmm. Be a goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
Goldfish, but you're talking a beta fish.
Yeah, same thing.
Now, beta fish, you got to keep them by themselves. That's the other thing. You got to be in isolation, which that I would like.
Yeah, my wife looks at me last night. She's like, hey, what do you think about becoming fish people? I said, what do you mean? Uh-huh. She's like, I want to get a big tank.
I used to have one.
And have like a little aquarium in our house.
If tropical fish?
Yeah. I said, no, I don't want to do that.
If you keep them clean, they're spectacular.
It's a lot of
work. If they start looking crappy, they're going to junk up your... Now, here's the other thing. Does she want like salt water? Because those are spectacular to look at, but a pain in the ass.
I don't know.
Does she want
Craig.
Fresh water?
I don't know. I have no clue.
All right,
it was a conversation that lasted. Literally, I just reenacted the entire conversation.
How much is a tropical fish are expensive, right?
They can be.
Saltwater fish are very expensive.
Saltwater tank harder like, to run than a freshwater tank?
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Freshwater is a lot easier.
This might be a good Christmas present.
Be prepared to take care of this.
No,
now.
No. This isn't my present. I'm gifting the present. This is your responsibility. I have a dog.
You already have a dog and two
I
kids.
I have a dog.
Two small kids. Now you want to throw a fish tank. Now, I did all that. I had small kids. I had a fish tank. I've always had a fish tank. Even when I was a kid, we had a fish tank.
Huh.
But it was always fresh water. I always wanted the salt water. But, man, I hear the deal is salt water, if I'm not mistaken, you also have to go pretty big. It's hard to maintain a smaller salt water, like a standard fish tank size at salt water. It's got to be bigger.
What do you mean bigger? Like, are we talking...
Like, instead of a 20-gallon tank that you would have
yeah,
your
are we talking
neon
40?
Tetras and your
50,
guppies?
100?
Yes.
That's a big tank. You have space for that?
Yeah. I think you got to be big.
Well, my wife said, she goes, I know the perfect spot where we could put it.
Because the salt water, it gets out of balance pretty fast. You got to have
Where? I know
volume.
Your living room. Where would she put it?
I don't know. Again, we didn't... the conversation never got to the next step.
Is it going
to
interfere with the TV?
Not, no.
There's a TV show on cable. Pete, you probably know. These guys build customized fish tanks.
I have seen it a bunch of times. It is unbelievable.
Did you see the one they did for AB when he was still with the Steelers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He came off as fairly likable in that show, although a little arrogant, but yeah.
That show is
unbelievable. They do tanks for celebrities and stuff and come up with stuff.
They were in restaurants. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they never seem to have the work done with like 2 hours before the deadline. They're always scrambling.
They're always scrambling. Something always happens.
They're
something
making me nervous.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
All right, it's the 4 o'clock hour.
You know what? I'm not doing that for Christmas.
It's a lot of work.
The texture swayed me.
You can get a freshwater fish for like $2. It's the cheap saltwater fish is like $30 per, and if you're flushing that down the toilet, it could be, LSU Tom says he used to have a 200-gallon one. Yeah, they got to be big.
Yeah, I'm not getting one.
Or
it's out.
You talked me out of it, guys. Thank you.
You could win a $15,000 this month with the Sheeman and Shepherd Holiday Stimulus at ESPNSWFL.com, and you could use that $15,000 to start your saltwater fish tank if you want. DeAndre Lou joins us in the upcoming hour. We'll talk all things Tampa, the Bucks, and the Lightning, and Wikipedia. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.